I'm Danny van Poppel, and you're listening to Quicklink Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Quicklink Podcast. We're back in the office after our weekend away with South Down Social. Travel day at the Tour de France today as the race left Denmark to head towards Dunkirk. However, racing has resumed at the Giro d'Onna after they have moved to the Italian mainland after 3 days in Sardinia. Plus, there's also action in Romania on day three of the Sibiu Tour with its Queen Stage. There were some other results filtering in from yesterday after we recorded. Federico Figueiredo of Glassdrive Q8 Andy Culler, he won solo on the fourth and final day of the Gran Premio Torres Vedras in Portugal, which saw him take the JC win 46 seconds ahead of Juan Bu of Euskadi Euskaltel. Thomas Prudenti of Beltrami TSA won an eight-way sprint at Giro del Medio Brenta in Padua in northeastern Italy. A friend of the show, Paul Double, taking fifth. And there was more national championship action in Germany yesterday. Junior road titles went the way of Emil Herzog of Team Auto Eder, which is Bora's feeder team, and Justina Sapala. She took the junior women's title. The women's under 23 went to Orcari Buanfield in a two-up with her Canyon SRAM generation teammate Antonia Niedermayer, while the under 23 men's was a combined German-Luxembourg-Swiss affair. The German rider Yannis Peter was first over the line for P&S Benotti in a two-up sprint with Swiss rider Niels Brunn, who races for Tudor Pro. The first Luxembourg rider home was Loic Bettendorf, taking sixth place over the line for Rual Cycling Team. In the day's headline, Thomas de Gendt has signed a new two-year contract extension with Lotto Soudal to be known as Lotto Destiny for the next 2 years. The five-time Grand Tour stage winner was rumoured to be hanging up his luxurious at the end of this year, with the common thinking that his Giro this year would be his last Grand Tour. He won stage eight there, hopefully we'll see him maybe at the Vuelta, or hopefully over the next 2 years. Tour de Normandy has sadly raced its final edition, with the news coming from the race organisers today that this year's 40th edition of the week-long stage race, which was won by Mathis Lebert of Côte d'Amour, was its last, citing a lack of personal power and willing volunteers to continue to put the race on safely. Previous winners include Sylvain Dillier, Stefan Kung and Antin Delaplace, and Tom Stewart won for JLT Condor back in 2018. Lastly, Intermarché Wanty-Gobert have announced the formation of a continental-level development team for 2023 and beyond, to be directed by Kevin Van Melsen, who's retiring as a pro after 16 years of racing, 14 of them within that Intermarché setup. Happy birthday today to 2020 Belgian national champion and Giro stage winner Dries de Bont of Alpecin de Koenig, to 2019 Vuelta a Burgos Femenas winner Steiner Burgli of Francis de Jure Nouvelle Aquitaine Futuroscope, to the United States of... No, I can't. It's just too soon. But happy birthday also to Nina Kessler of Bike Exchange Jayco, who's currently racing the Giro d'Onna, so we'll start there. Stage 3 with the race hitting the mainland. Cesena hosting today's start and finish of the 121km stage. Flat for 35k out of the city until the day's intermediate sprint, which was at the foot of the day's first of three classified climbs, the Cat 3 Bertinoro, 4k long at 4.5%. Onwards to the Cat 2 Col de Barbato, 70k in, that's 4.4k long at 8.3%. Then rolling over to the Cat 3 Monte Leone, 96k in, just shy of 2k length at 7.2%. Then there's an unclassified 2.8k 7% drag, that's 110k in from the top. It's then a 12k run back down to the finish in Cesena. State of play at the start of the day, Elisa Balsamo leading GC for Trek Segafredo, 6 seconds ahead of Mariana Voss of Jumbo-Visma. Georgia Baker of Bike Exchange Jayco is at 12, her teammate Kristen Faulkner is at 14, which is the same time as Lotta Kopecky of SD Works. Balsamo is 8 points clear of Voss in that, 13 ahead of Charlotte Kuhl of DSM. In the Queen of the Mountains jersey, Francesca Brausa of Certizit has 5 points leading the classification. There's 13 available today, according to the roadbook. Lara Vicelli of Certizit and then later Brausa herself both tried to escape off the front ahead of the first intermediate and that first climb. Brausa made it first through the Prime, but was collected by the bunch shortly afterwards. And it was last year's French national champion, Evita Music of Francis de Jure, who was first over the top. It was still Grupo Compacto at the halfway point, 60k in, just ahead of TV coverage picking up the race as the riders approached the foot of that day's second climb at Col de Barbato. Into that second climb of the day, and attacks going off as twice winner Annemiek van Vleuten of Movistar went. She was joined by Marta Cavalli of Francis de Jure and Spanish champion Mavi Garcia from UAE Team ADQ. Bike Exchange duo Amanda Spratt and Kristen Faulkner were chasing, and they soon had company with Neve Fisher-Black of SD Works, Elise Shabby and Sarai Paladin of Canyon SRAM, Erica Magnaudi of UAE, Francis de Jure duo Cecily Utrup-Ludwig and Evita Musique, Also in there, Sylvia Persco of Valcar Surface and Travel and Elisa Longaborghini of Trek Segafredo. As the road flattened out with 85k race, 35k from home, the gap of 1:10 from the trio to the chasing 10 bunch at 2 minutes 40, including the race leader Elisa Balsamo, who was the first to attack on Barbotto before slipping out of contention. Cresting that final classified climb of the day at Monte Leone, it was Garcia from Cavalli. Van Vleuten happy to take third over the top. Time check with 20k to go at the bottom of the descent. It was 2 minutes 50 to the chasers, who had lost the services of Paladin and Faulkner, the bunch at 4:30. More fireworks in the front trio with 12k to go on that unclassified climb in Carpignetta. Cavalli losing the wheel of Garcia, who was tucked in behind Van Vleuten, who just simply kept attacking over the 7% slopes. The pair were clear of Cavalli by 20 seconds come the flat running back into Cesena. That original chase group now 4 minutes 25 down, the bunch and the race leader at 5:50, so it would come to a two-up sprint. Van Vleuten sitting on Garcia for much of the closing 3k. Garcia tried to shake her off from 600 metres out on a slight rise under a tunnel, but the two riders still together. Van Vleuten getting the jump on the final corner and coming home clear by 3 bike lengths. So a 12th Giro stage win for Annemiek van Vleuten of Movistar, second for Mavi Garcia of UAE Team EDQ. Marta Cavalli coming home third for Francis de Geurt, 42 seconds. Fourth for Sylvia Persico. Fifth for Amanda Spratt in that chasing group, coming home at 4 minutes 51. Sixth for Longaborghini, seventh for Shabby, eighth for Magnaldi, ninth Ludwig, 10th Fisher Black. It's a 25-second lead for Van Vleuten from Garcia atop GC. Garcia is the new queen of the mountains, though. Tomorrow, there is just 332 metres of climbing on a 126-kilometre day from Carpi to Reggio Emilia. The intermediate sprint comes slack bang in the middle in Poviglio, so do expect a thundering finish for the remaining riders in the race. Now, we've got a nice little interlude now, as our friend Tom contributed to the show and also on Twitter at Rear Du Peloton, R-E-A-R-D-U Peloton. He's given us his thoughts on the first 3 days of the Tour de France in Denmark. Here's our Tom.
Hello there, Quick Linkers. Tom here. Just a few musings from the opening weekend of the Tour de France, really. I think overall it was a pretty subdued opening weekend. I think the main factor is that all the GC guys are still there, which is good. You know, in the past few years, past few grand tours in general, we've had this trend of big crashes taking out people early on in the tour. And I think it's good that, you know, we've had this quite subdued open race where, you know, none of the big GC guys have gone down or had any major mishaps. Wout is looking extremely formidable for Green. You know, I can't see who's going to challenge that unless he has illness or injury. He looks a good bet already. And, you know, people like Roglic, Pogacar haven't faltered yet, you know. Hopefully the race will start kicking off a little bit as we get towards the end of that first week. We've obviously got the cobbled stage on stage 5 and the planche before the second rest day, and, you know, certainly hopefully there'll be a lot more to talk about come the next rest day. Hopefully I will speak to you all soon, and let's hope for a really exciting second part of this first week. And of course, as usual, you can catch it all here on Quick Link Podcast.
Final race to cover today, and it's to Romania and day 3 of the Sibiu Cycling Tour, won last year by Giovanni Aliotti ahead of Fabio Aru, who would only race twice more before retiring at the Vuelta a Burgos, where again he'd finished on second on GC, before he bowed out in Santiago de Compostela at the end of last year's Vuelta a España. Queen stage today from Sibiu, straight into the 2k long 4.5% Cat 3 climb at Suar Mare, and then rolling over 3 intermediate sprints over the next 140k before hitting the base of Balialac, an all-category summit finish, 22.5 kilometres long, averaging 6.1%. After Saturday's prologue and yesterday's lumpy day out, Filippo Fiorelli of Bardiani leading Tim van Dijk of Jumbo-Visma at the start of the day by one single second, with 84 of the 141 riders still within 1 minute. With 30k to go, just as I managed to pick up some coverage, there was 4 riders up the road. It had originally been 7, and they had 120 over the bunch. They were Stefano Gandin of Coratec, Peter Klabuch of ATT Investments, Connor Schunk of Global 6, and Eric Lutter of P&S Benotti. 4 became 3 as Klabuch sat up after he won the final intermediate sprint, 5k out from the base of that final climb. He had also taken the second sprint. Early in the day, the first sprint was taken by Nicolas Vallée of Giotto Vittoria, who was one of those 3 other riders in that initial breakaway. The trio were tagged right at the base of the climb. And the record time going up, that 56.32, held by Gregor Mühlberger and Patrick Konrad. On the lower slopes of their summit finish then, the yellow jersey Filippo Fiorelli losing contact with the bunch as Bora Hansgrohe set the early pace up it with their five-man team of defending champion Giovanni Aliotti, joined by Lewis Joe Lurs, Martin Lars, Kian Utebrecker and Cesare Benedetti. Two riders going off the front with 15k to go, Jan Bart of Elfkopf Kasper and Colin Stussy of Team Vorarlberg, who quickly opened up a 45-second gap to a bunch being driven up the climb now by Drone Hopper. Barter then shook off the attention of Stussy, but him was himself caught by a group of around 15 riders, from which Ricardo Zoidel of Vorarlberg immediately attacked, but he was collected 3k from the top. Another attack soon going, Aliotti and Utebrecker of Bora Hansgrohe tagging along Harm van Hooker of Lotto. Aliotti went first, Utebrecker jumped on his wheel, and he dragged van Hook across. They had a gap of around 100 metres as they passed the Flamme Rouge on the 7% slopes, but then opening up the sprint first as it started to flatten out with 200 metres to go. Aliotti taking it from van Hooker, Utebrecker taking third. Gijs Lemmerijzer of Jumbo Visma and Sebastian Berwick of Israel Premier Tech sprinting out of the chase group for fourth and fifth respectively, and Andrea Piccolo led the rest home at 29 seconds. So Aliotti straight into the GC lead. He has 10 seconds over van Hooker. Utebrecker is at 15. Double day tomorrow, firstly a 12.5k hill climb individual time trial. It's a drag up to Arena Platos. The first 9.5k is at 6.2% before it flattens out slightly for an overall average gradient of 5.3. And then the afternoon brings us a 98.4km stage with a pair of Cat 3 climbs sandwiching the Cat 2 Poyana Sibiu right in the middle of the stage. The Tour de France returns tomorrow with the Dunkerque de Calais stage, while there's other UCI action with the 0.2 one-day race Trofea Città di Brescia in Lombardy, which was won last year by Giulio Massotto of the now-defunct Vini Zarbu. We'll be back tomorrow with all the news and updates. Thanks for listening. Take care now. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.